This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, always, always, always a pleasure when you're here with me. And I know this, you've got about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to. I know that you could be, there's just so much you got going on out there, or so many, like I said, so many other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I very much do appreciate it. All right. So I had the pleasure this weekend of being out, at a gun range in northern Los Angeles County, and I know, well, everybody says, boy, you still got guns in California? Yeah, barely. Yes, but barely. And I mean that sincerely, but barely. So I had the pleasure of being able to interview John Lott. Now, I don't know if some of you know, he's really an economist. And I didn't know that. I got to sit down and talk with him for a while, and we were going through some of the books that he's written and really where his love is. But he's an economist. And this will be a story for another night, but just to touch on a little bit, I said to him, you know, I've been told for 8 years now, I've been doing the show for 8 years, and every time we have an economist on, we're told, the world is coming to an end. The country's coming to an end. The economy's going to tank, and we're going to have all these problems. And I said, it doesn't happen. It seems like it never happens, right? So I want to know when that perfect storm, and it's one of my favorite questions to ask the economists, what's the perfect storm? What are we looking for? And they can never tell me. they can never lay it out for me, so they can never tell me. So when he explained to me that, you know, because the American dollar is so trusted, because the American economy is what drives the rest of the world to a very big degree, and I know they say, you know, China's economy is making big strides, but it's still got its trouble. He said, as long as America exists, this is a non-issue, a non-conversation, if you would. Now, again, I don't know enough about it to push back on him. But he is one of a couple that have said, hey, it's all that other stuff is nothing more than hype. Don't get crazy about it. So when I'm trying to decide whether I want to start this right now or wait. What do you think? Yeah. What? Well, then I got to stop and start and stop and start. You know how much I love doing that, right? Yeah, so how about this one? I like this one. Tim Kaine, I guess, was out speaking, and he called upon the church, the Catholic Church in particular. Basically, he said, you need to reject God and God's word. That's what he basically said. Okay? So, and this is where I always get a kick out of some on the left who think that scripture is for them to change. This is proof positive. These nut jobs, this is proof positive that they think they're above God. So God gives us this manual. He gives us this book that says, this is how you live. This is how you keep strong. This is, you know, this is how you take care of yourself. And you have everything you need to survive and live long. They come in and say, God, what are you talking about? You need to do this. They decide they can change things, even in Scripture. So, you know, every election season, you know, we're treated the same sorry spectacles coming from the left, and it is almost always the left. that wants to change God, take God out, not deal with it, right? Call the religious people a bunch of freaks. So now, they're berating the Catholic Church, and they don't realize that they're not just berating the Catholic Church. It's the whole Christian community when they talk about these things. And they're talking about why, you know, Catholics need to change their dogma, is what he's saying here. Usually, it centers on abortion, right? Democrat Catholics like Nancy Pelosi. Remember, the Pope wouldn't even see her. Remember that? He wouldn't give her a photo op. Because she thought that the Catholic Church was wrong on abortion, right? She thought God was wrong on abortion. The creator of the universe, the creator of that child, was wrong on abortion. Shows you where she thinks he is in the food chain. Right? And this is universally the Catholic, in the Christian church. This is unacceptable. Now, he went on to say that, Tim Kaine went on to say, let me see if I can find his exact words, right? So Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia told the Human Rights Campaign, makes no sense, a human rights, well, I guess the baby isn't human, not to them anyway, on Saturday night, as first reported by the Washington Post, that he thinks the Catholic Church will join him, because he knows better than them, in endorsing same-sex marriage. He says the Catholic Church, however, teaches that marriage is a perfect union between one man and one woman, as taught by Jesus Christ himself, and that homosexual acts violate the natural law, and that there are no circumstances under which they can be approved. He says, my support for marriage equality, my full, complete, unconditional support for marriage equality, is at odds with the current doctrine of the church that I still attend. Well, dude, if you don't like it, leave. If it doesn't line up with your beliefs, leave. You can't change Scripture. Do you understand that? You don't change God's Word because you don't like it. That's what people do. They go to a church. They get convicted of something. They don't like what the pastor has to say. If the pastor's off, that's one thing. But I'm talking about, you know, like, what's her name? The little Clinton girl. She said she left the church at 6 because they told her abortion was wrong. She couldn't even spell abortion. She had no clue. That's just a story. But this is where the loons on the left come in. They go into these churches and they say, hey, I don't believe what you teach. I know that's God's word. I know you're reading it out of the Bible. But, you know, it doesn't fit for me. Then leave. It's really that simple. See, Scripture, God didn't give you Scripture so that you could beat it up, turn it around, and change it. He gave you Scripture to follow. It ain't that hard. All right, I'll calm down. We'll do some of the interviews on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
John Lott has written a book, and actually he's written like 9 books, 10 books. So I don't even remember how many books he said he wrote that day. But this particular book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies, and he lays out a pretty good, I won't say pretty good, he lays out a really good set of statistics and what's going on in the different states and what's going on in the country. And when it comes to gun control debate, there's only two kinds of data, he says. Data that's accurate, and data that left-wing billionaires and politicians and media want you to believe. That's what I said earlier to somebody who was commenting in the chat room. I said that's the perfect party line, but it's just not truth. Anyway, so John Lott was at a gun range in northern Los Angeles County this weekend. Got to talk to John. Take a listen if it works.
I'm at the Oak Tree Gun Club in North Los Angeles County. And yes, believe it or not, in California, we still for the moment, can own guns in California. We can still have guns in California. And there's still a thriving gun shop in Los Angeles County, California. I'm here with John Lott, Jr., and he's written another book called The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control, The Gun Control Lies. And if you've listened to my show for any length of time, you know, we talk about the stats. We talk about the realities of gun control, and I love to pick on cities like Chicago and talk about how it's working out so well for them. John, thanks for being here with me today. I do appreciate your time.
Well, thanks for having me on.
All right. Now, I listened to you. You gave some comments before you started. I thought they were great. More people need to hear these kind of things. More people need to listen to these kind of talks. You talked about the overturning the Hillary decision. Heller decision. I got Hillary next to it. The Heller decision. Would you explain to people what that decision is and what it actually did?
Well, Hillary Clinton has promised that if she becomes president, she'll appoint justice to the Supreme Court who will overturn the Heller decision, which was decided in 2008 by the Supreme Court and struck down Washington, D.C.'s gun bans. They banned handguns outright, but then they also made it a felony punished by 5 years in prison. Even if you owned a long gun but put a bullet in the chamber of a gun, then it was a crime. Or if you owned a shotgun and put a shotgun shell in the shotgun, that was a felony. And so the Supreme Court said, look, they've effectively made it so nobody can go and use a gun for self-defense. And they said that goes too far. Now, the problem is if Hillary wins and she appoints people to the Supreme Court and they do overturn those decisions, and there's some cases that are headed towards the Supreme Court that would allow them to do that, then if the government, again, has the power to completely ban guns, it's not really clear what's left for the Second Amendment.
Now, John, I want to get to that. Now, you were talking about putting a bullet in a gun. They can't put it, if they have a long rifle, you're talking about in their home, they can't have it loaded. Is that
right.
Correct? Yeah, that's asinine. I think it's not a matter of just being in their vehicle, but actually in their home, they can't have a loaded
right.
Loaded
well,
long rifle.
You have four members of the Supreme Court who do not believe that there's an individual right to self-defense, let alone an individual right to self-defense with a gun. And so
now these people who say that Hillary's going to scrub the Second Amendment or scrap the Second Amendment, it's somewhat rhetoric. She can't just wipe out the Second Amendment, but she can do what?
Well, she can't. She'd have to pass a constitutional amendment to eliminate the Second Amendment from the Constitution. But she can effectively eliminate it from the Constitution by who she appoints to the courts. You have about 70% of the judges right now in the United States are Democrats. And it's a 4-4 split right now on the Supreme Court. You have, as I just said, you have four members of the Supreme Court who feel strongly that there is not an individual right to self-defense. And you have four members who do. Earlier, you had Antonin Scalia, who strongly supported people's right to be able to own guns for self-defense. But he died earlier this year. And whoever appoints his replacement will determine the outcome for the Supreme Court.
Now, you know, we hear sane gun law. We need to put some sane gun laws into effect. We need to make sure our background checks, that there are background checks for everything. But I heard you say background checks don't always work, and they actually have the reverse effect at times.
Right. Well, I mean, the big push these days are on background checks on private transfers. 18 states have those types of rules. Any other time you buy a gun from a federally licensed dealer, you have to have a background check. There's lots of research that's been done both for the federal law as well as for states. And no one, no economist, no criminologist has found that background checks on private transfers produce any type of benefit. I have a long discussion in the War on Guns going through that evidence. But, you know, beyond that, the current background check system is a complete mess. When Hillary Clinton goes and says that there are 2.4 million prohibited or dangerous people that have been stopped from buying guns because of background checks. That's simply a lie. What you should say is that there have been 2.4 million initial denials, and that virtually all of those are mistakes. Something over 99% of those background checks are mistakes. So I'll give you a simple example. I'm sure you remember the late Senator Ted Kennedy.
Yep.
There were five times where he tried to fly in a plane but was stopped simply because he had a name similar to somebody that was on the no-fly list. Now, I assume we wouldn't count those as five times we stopped terrorists from flying. But that's essentially the way they count these numbers when you're talking about the 2.4 million initial denials. And the problem that you have is that probably over 99% of the people who are stopped are mistakes. A law-abiding citizen who simply had a name similar to someone like a felon or someone who had a misdemeanor domestic violence offense, not the actual person. And there's no reason why that should be the case. There's, when you have 2.4 million people being stopped, virtually all of them falsely, what you have happen is that there'll be a small but significant number of those people who may have really needed a gun quickly for self-defense, and they were stopped from doing so. And the way the system is set up, it's very racist. The people who are primarily stopped are blacks and Hispanics. And the problem's gotten much worse under the Obama administration for multiple reasons I could explain.
And when you talk about the lower, you were talking about the fees it takes to get some of these permits, be able to carry a gun, or even buy a gun for that matter, the background checks, what they cost. One of them, I can't remember what state you said it was $145.
No. What I said was in Washington, D.C., when the president speaks.
I'm moving to the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to John Lott, an interview I did earlier at the Gun Club. We're talking about the real war on guns. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
To the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My interview with John Lott recorded earlier while we were actually at the gun range. You're going to hear that in the background. So, not that somebody's shooting up the studio, but we were, you know, at the gun range. Yeah, I mean, boatload of people there, people practicing, get together. And so let's hear the second part of the interview on his book called The War on Guns. For guns, you're okay with people protecting themselves. So what are you doing about it? What are you doing to help out? One of the ways you could do is, why don't you take your kids, take grandma up to this place, and learn how to shoot a gun. Learn how safe guns can actually be. And they're not that scary thing like anything else is. Until you learn how to use it, until you learn how to properly handle it, it's not as scary as you think it is. I've got John Lott with me today. He's written another book called The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control. And again, John, thanks for being with me today.
Sure. Well, I mean, the reason why I wrote the book is that so much is at stake this year in the election, and I wanted to make sure people were properly educated on the issue. There's so much bad information that's put out there.
You know, I don't want to harp on one particular item, but I'm stuck on this fee for the gun transfers for the that you were talking about, and it's like you get a marriage license for what, $25 to $30 in most places. They're not doing the background checks they should be doing. Why in God's creation do they have the fees up that high? Do you think it's because they want to keep people from doing it?
I think all these rules basically are to make it more costly, more difficult for law-abiding citizens to get guns. They're not really concerned about safety or trying to stop crime. And I'll give you one example. In Colorado in 2013, when they passed the background checks on private transfers there, a couple state representatives there put up an amendment that would exempt people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax at that time on transfers of guns. And with the exception of two pro-gun Democrats in the state house, everybody else voted against, all the other Democrats voted against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax on transfers. You know, that's not the only case. You look at Maryland that year, they had passed licensing and registration for handguns. It costs about $250 to go through the process now to license and register a handgun. Republicans there tried to put up an amendment that would exempt people below the poverty level from having to pay the state fees. But the Democrats, who controlled more than two-thirds of the state House and the state Senate, wouldn't even let the amendment come up for a vote. And, you know, the question you have to ask yourself is, how many taxes and fees can you think of that Democrats would fight tooth and nail against exempting people below the poverty level from paying? And it's, I think, the only answer you can come to on that or many of these other things is that they just want to make it difficult for poor people, particularly poor minorities, to go and get guns. The background checks overwhelmingly primarily discriminate against poor blacks and poor Hispanics. And there's no reason that that has to happen. If the government did background checks in the same way that private companies have to do background checks, you'd have an error rate that's a hundredth of what you currently get.
John,
but they won't make those improvements. They won't make those simple changes that would stop that from happening.
Well, you're giving them a lot of credit for having a lot of common sense, but I don't believe so at all. When you come into California, are you surprised by the onslaught of gun laws that we've seen, or gun legislation over the last year or two, by the California legislators, virtually making it almost impossible? Well, you could own a gun, but you might not be able to get any ammunition for that gun.
Right.
Where do you see California going with all this?
Well, I think they're trying to do everything they can to make it costly for people with guns. What will happen in California is going to depend crucially on this presidential election. For example, one set of rules laws you have in California are safety regulations for handguns. As I understand it, there's only a small set of handguns that can legally be sold in California that meet those things. But those are just temporarily grandfathered in. In a few years, my understanding, there's no current guns that will meet those requirements. California, through these safety regulations, can effectively go and ban handguns. And so whether they're allowed to do that or not is going to depend on who wins the Supreme Court. If Hillary wins, as we talked about at the beginning, and is able to appoint Supreme Court justices who say a complete ban on guns is fine with them, then California will be able to ban handguns. And you'll probably have places like D.C. and maybe Chicago and a few other places that will again go and ban guns there also.
Yeah, we've got one of the worst circuit courts, you know, the Ninth Circuit Court here, sure. A bunch of loons. And no matter what they do, you're right, then we have to wait to get to the Supreme Court. And once it gets there, we're really in a world of hurt. You know, some people feel like they're, and again, I agree with you about the current upcoming election. I agree with you that, you know, depending on which way it goes will depend on whether we keep our right, and a lot more than just our gun rights. I want people to be aware of that. It has so much more to do than just simply our gun rights. I got news for you. Our freedom of religion, you know, our freedom of speech. I could see all these things starting to get infringed upon if Hillary Clinton wins this race.
Important free speech cases are going to be coming up where it'll be possible, if Hillary Clinton gets her way, that the government will be able to ban movies and books that the government deems to be too political during election years. And the issue comes down to, does one really believe that the government will enforce those rules equally? One, it's bizarre that the government would even have that power, but two, you run into this situation where, you know, they may not enforce that rule equally for everybody.
No, you talk about the Fair Communications Act. They were trying to push a law that would have made it almost impossible for a commentator like me to be on the radio. Yeah, it just you told us a story about some of these criminals that go looking at how they can, whether it's at a mall or a church or what have you. One in particular, you talked about a young man that was casing churches.
Right, there was a case in Detroit this spring where a father was concerned about his son's involvement in ISIS and contacted the FBI, and the FBI put a tap on his phone, and they recorded a very chilling conversation where this son was plotting to attack one of the largest churches in the Detroit area and had listed one of his main reasons for doing so was because permit concealed handguns weren't allowed on church property, and that he thought it'd make it easier for him to go and kill lots of people before before anybody with a gun would be there to stop them.
So you started down the road. I interrupted you. I didn't mean to. But so the proper, in order to get us back to where we need to be, and I'm not talking about the presidential election, because I won't say I'm hopeless on that, but I'm worried about it. What can people do with their local legislators? What can they push their local legislators to do to make sure they retain even their basic rights to own a handgun?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends a lot on different states, but I think what you need to do is try to reduce the fees, when you have concealed carry permits or other things as much as possible. But, you have some states like Pennsylvania where it's $19 to get a five-year permit. You have South Dakota where it's $10 to get it. You have other states like Texas where it's $140 to get a concealed carry permit, and Illinois it's $150. There's no reason why the permit fee should be that high. In Illinois, it costs something like over $400 to go through the process to get a concealed carry permit. You have to pay the fee, and then you have to go to 16 hours of training. $140 may make the, or $400 may make the difference between whether somebody's able to get a permit or not. And for my research indicates it's poor people who live in high crime urban areas, particularly blacks, who benefit the most from owning guns. And, making them have to pay $400, a lot of those poor individuals aren't even going to, I mean, that's just for the permit. A lot of individuals aren't even going to think, come close to being able to pay that.
Last question, it's based on your last book, and I give these stats. You're in it every day, so I'm sure yours are a lot more correct than mine are. We constantly hear from the left how if they can get more guns off the street, if they get more guns away from people, we'll have less shootings, we'll have less killings by handgun or gun. The stats, the reality, the truth is just the opposite, is it not?
Well, I have a chapter in the War on Guns that looks across countries. In fact, every place in the world that we have crime data, both before and after a ban, whether it's all guns or all handguns, has seen an increase in murder rates. You think out of randomness you'd see one or two places where murder rates fell, and yet time after time you see large increases.
Oh, I never get these things timed right. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. You've been listening to John Lott and the War on Guns.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the amount of time you guys stay with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I love some of the... I get a lot of, emails from you guys during the breaks. Do this story, do that story, do this story. Well, okay, well, you know what? The producer tells me what to do. Not really, but you know what I'm saying? I can't just do everything you guys send... send to me. It's too hard to keep up with you guys. But I will say, somebody said something to me today, and I was thinking about this and thinking, the man is done, Mr. Obama. He's on a campaign trail, right? So he's out today, and he makes a stop, and he steps and he says, look, she's fit to lead despite of her health issues. Come on, think about what he just said. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, right? Despite of her health issues, despite of what she's got going on, despite of the problems she's having with her health, she could still serve. She's still fine. So let me see. I love doing this part. This is the last few minutes of the show where some of you sent me some stories I haven't been able to get to. Yeah, I talked about this earlier, but I didn't really pound on it, right? The Clinton IT specialist who ignored the subpoena. If you and I did that, where would you be, you know, during the questioning, where would you be? Right, in the back of an FBI paddy wagon, right? Because they would have gone to your house, slapped handcuffs on you, and drug you out of your home. Now, the former State Department IT specialist who set up Hillary Clinton's private server, he ignored a subpoena to appear. And I told you what it was earlier. You got to go back to the first hour. I told you what it would take to be able to enforce this. It's a nightmare. It means nothing. The House Oversight Committee Chairman, Jason Chaffetz, Republican out of Utah, said that he'll now consider a full range of options to address the IT aide, Brian Pagliano's, failure to attend. Now, he should be here. It's not an option, Chaffetz said. His attendance is required. Now, Pagliano is considered a vital witness in the Clinton email case. He spoke previously to the FBI under immunity, telling bureaucrats that there's no successful security breaches of the server. Now, Pagliano also refused to answer questions last year before a House panel investigation. Right? I mean, these guys know. They know exactly what was going on. I was in the tech, for some of you who are new to the show, I was in the technology business for 20 years. Right? There were a lot of things that they could have done ahead of time, and that stuff wasn't not backed up. Believe me. And why Pagliano won't say anything, I mean, is he afraid for his life? Because I got to tell you something. If they think that he's going to crack, at some point in time, I'm sure they'll find he committed suicide by stabbing himself in the back 6 or 7 times, I'm sure. Now, Republicans on Tuesday questioned why Pagliano would avoid the latest hearing if he had immunity. And Democrats pushed back, according to Representative Elijah Cummings, you know, one of the busiest guys in Congress trying to cover his butt. So the Pagliano's lawyer said that the request was an abuse of process. They don't get to make that choice. You don't get to blow off a subpoena from Congress just because you don't like it and you think it's wrong. Two other officials from Platte River Networks, Bill Thornton and Paul Combetta, did comply. However, when it came to time to answer the questions, I don't even know why they showed up either. They pleaded the Fifth. Again, I say, why do you plead the Fifth on something when there's nothing wrong? You've done nothing wrong. Am I missing something here? Maybe I just don't get it. I don't know. On the advice of my counsel, I respectfully decline to answer and assert my Fifth Amendment. You know, they used to have to say, I refuse to answer on the grounds that might incriminate me. Right? Because now you've turned it on yourself. Now you've said, I can't answer the question because you might throw me in jail. But I don't know who. I'd love to someday do the research to find out how the Fifth Amendment came about. Right? I mean, you can't tell on yourself, basically, is what it says. Now, Chaffetz voiced frustration when Thornton declined to even answer whether he'd been questioned by the FBI. Sounds stupid, right? My understanding, though, is if you answer one question, you have to answer them all. That's what I hear. Yes. Now, GOP lawmakers have wanted to question tech officials on the deletion of email records. I mean, they've been wanting to do this for a long time. See, thumbing your nose at Congress just takes too long to do anything with it. Now, Chaffetz on Monday escalated the GOP's battle with the FBI after its decision in July not to recommend criminal charges against Clinton for her use of the private email system. They served a top FBI official with a subpoena for the full case file. And I don't know if they can do that. You know what's going to happen. The pages are going to show up black. They're going to redact so much of it, you're not going to be able to make head or tail out of it anyway. I'm telling you, I would go sit with, what's his name, the WikiLeaks guy. Right? Assange? I would go sit with him. And I would give him, I don't know what I would sit with him and say, how much you want to release them all? Let's just get this thing out there. Let's just scare the crap out of them now, hard and fast, and get it over with. I don't know. This stuff, I'm sorry, guy, this stuff just drives me out of my mind. It's double and triple standards. Come on, think about it. It is. It's double and triple. It's double and triple standards. Standards? Is that real? Only in Boston. Yeah, right. Okay. I even forgot where I was going with this. Jeez, my God. I'm not old enough for this to happen. Anyway. You know, this is a... I'm not going to do any more stories. It takes too long to set them up. This is a year that people are going nuts with politics. You know, it's come to a head to the point where you've got a guy in Trump. We all know this. You know, he shoots from the hip. I'm not a, what did she say earlier? I'm not a Trumpster either. I don't hate the guy. I don't even really dislike the guy. Right? He is an A-type personality. He's someone who has been successful in New York. And don't give me this stuff where all the failures he's had. Successful business people have failures all the time. I mean, just constantly. It's what makes them successful. They're not afraid to fail. They don't try to fail. They don't go in and go, oh, well, if I fail, too bad. That's not how it works. But they do fail. They know they fail, and they learn from those failures, and they try again and again and again and again and again until they try to make it. So what happens with these guys, or somebody like Trump, yeah, there is an arrogance around. It is kind of hard to tell him what to do. Because he succeeded where so many others have failed. Right? Now, you take a guy like him, and he's distasteful to people, to a lot of people. Again, they confuse someone who's sure of themselves. They confuse that with arrogance. He's not arrogant. I mean, there's a little arrogance there, don't get me wrong, but he's not. It's not like he comes out of shoot where it's just pure arrogance. He's had successes. He's had millions of dollars in successes. Yes, he's had some failures. And as I said millions of times before, guys like him don't become successful because they know it all or do it all themselves. Matter of fact, they know they don't know it all. And when you look at what's going on in the Trump empire, if you would, if you look at the towers he's built, you look at the projects he's got going on, where he has African-American women running some of those projects. Well, I just wanted to put that in there because, you know, he hates blacks and he hates women. Somehow he's confused as to what that means. But what he does to build those, what he does to make those successful, see, he has the vision. Behind visionaries are people who carry out that vision. He's not carrying it out. He's not turning screws. He's not telling people how deep they have to dig and what they have to. It's not his job. His job is to pull the money together, to make the plans real, to make sure that he's got the resources to make it happen, to make sure, and when I say resources, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about people, property, that he knows he can make it happen, period. You don't put hundreds of millions of dollars up without having some kind of confidence in yourself and what you know how to do. It's really that simple. And you don't confuse that. So I believe he'll surround himself with people. The Ben Carsons, who did I say earlier? The Trey Gowdys of the world. He's already put up. Go do a little research first. Look at the people he's put up that he would put in the Supreme Court and surround himself with. People who do have a clue. People who know what they're doing. And don't look at what Hillary will do or says she'll do. Go look at what she's done. No matter what she said, go look at what she's done. Don't put Hillary in. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me tonight. We're back tomorrow. We are back every day. Check out the website, realside.com, for times and stations. Thanks again for being with me. Have a great day.